This is the English program. Time now to start a new series. It's called Nature Myths, a collection of tales and stories and fables and things from a book. And the book was written by Florence Holbrook. Okay? You know what? I'm going to sneeze, which is a bit strange, but we've just started broadcasting, and I've got an urge to sneeze. Let me see if I can hold back the sneeze. Okay, I think it's gone. It's very strange. How do you stop a sneeze? It's not a joke, no. It's a question. If you know how you can stop from sneezing, don't you have to look at light? Look at the light or something. If you can tell me how you can stop from sneezing when you feel you need to sneeze, then I think I'm going to send you a prize or something, like an English program t-shirt or a mug or something, just to say thank you. Anyway, can we get on with this, please? Dear me. Okay, here we go. This is now episode one, if you like, new series, and this particular one, it's the beginning of. We're not going to get this finished in this 5-minute episode, I don't think. We'll see how far we get. It's Why the Magpie's Nest is Not Well Built. Well, a long time ago, all the birds met together and were talking about building nests, as they do. Every man has a house, said the robin. Every bird needs a home. Well, men don't have feathers, said the owl, so they're obviously cold without a house. They need to have a house. But of course we have feathers. I keep warm by flying swiftly, said the swallow. I keep warm by fluttering my wings, said the hummingbird. By and by we shall have all our little ones, said the robin. They will have no feathers on their wings, so they cannot fly or flutter, and they will be cold. How shall we keep them warm if we don't have a nest? In that case, all the birds said at the same time, we will build nests, so that our little ones will be warm. The birds went to work. One brought twigs, one brought moss, one brought leaves. All the essential things needed to build a nest. They sang together merrily, for they thought of the little ones that would sometime eventually need to have these warm nests. Well, the magpie was lazy, sat still and watched the others working hard. Come and build your nest in the reeds and the rushes, cried one bird. But the magpie said, no. The magpie was very posh, didn't think she needed to work. My nest is on the branch of a tree, said another, and it rocks like a child's cradle. Come and build beside it. But again the magpie said, no. Before long, all the birds, except the magpie, had built their nests. Then the magpie cried, I do not know how to build a nest. Will you not help me? Well, the other birds were sorry for her and said this, we will teach you. The blackbird said, put the twigs on this bough. The robin said, put the leaves between the twigs. And the hummingbird said, put this soft green moss all over it. I do not know how, cried the magpie. We're teaching you, said the other birds. But the magpie was lazy, and she thought, well, if I do not learn, they will build the nest for me. The other birds were talking amongst themselves. She does not wish to learn, they said, and we will not help her any longer. So they all flew away. Then the poor magpie was sorry. Oh, come back, please, she said. I will learn, I promise. But by this time, the other birds had eggs in their nests. They were too busy taking care of their own, had no time to teach the lazy magpie. And this is why the magpie's nest is not well built. That's the end of the tale. Quite a short one there. That was why the magpies, well, they don't have very good nests. I'm not too sure if that's a scientific fact. Who knows? Something to look into. This is the English programme.